Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. The latest on GIPSA from our nation's capital in just a moment.
This is Brett Morris for Morris Land Dairy. Protecting the environment has become a trendy buzzword, but on my dairy farm, it's been our way of life for as long as I can remember. As a dairy producer, I know how hard we work to help to protect the environment. I see firsthand every day how water is reused and recycled for various processes on the dairy. You know, composting manure to enrich our soil, collecting and reusing water on crops has been in practice on dairy farms for years. On many dairy farms, water is recycled and reused 4 or 5 times. Every dairy farmer I know looks for new ways to improve their operation and protect the environment. Dairy farmers use the latest research and technology to remain sustainable. You can discover more about dairy farming at dairymax.org. I think you will be amazed how efficient modern dairy farms are and how dedicated our farmers are to protecting the environment. Again, that's dairymax.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
In our nation's capital, the fall legislative fly-in for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has ended. One of those in attendance, the top hired hand of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWalt. He says that one of the sessions, the NCBA and Oklahoma cattle producers had a chance to hear firsthand about the proposed GIPSA rule from the administrator of GIPSA, Dudley Butler.
It was pretty disconcerting. Nothing was accomplished. He basically said we were overreacting to the rule and did encourage everyone to provide public comment to it. Basically, he said this was just their common sense approach to try to address the inequities in the marketplace.
Scott DeWall wonders, after the encounter with Dudley Butler by the cattle industry this week, whether or not USDA will be paying any attention to any comments coming in that don't line up with the intentions that USDA wants to carry out.
Oh, that's exactly right. Exactly to the point that one wonders whether they'll even listen to the public comments that are contrary to their beliefs. To that regard, we visited with everybody in our congressional delegation today, and I think what you're going to see for the first time in a long time are hopefully letters from our congressional members to USDA telling them and imploring them to listen to the comments of the people in the industry. So the bad news is I think their mind's made up. The good news is I think Congress is going to engage.
One of those lawmakers wanting to engage, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas.
And I would also say, Ron, that there are some other areas like the GIPSA rule where clearly USDA is ignoring the will of Congress in the previous 3 farm bills and maybe as many as 7 or 8 court cases to try and create by rule what elected officials would not do themselves. I find that very disturbing, and if I have the privilege and the responsibility of being chairman next spring, I'd say we're going to have a good number of oversight hearings to ask questions about not only that, but a variety of things. How do you justify what you've done? How do you fund what you've done? Where do you show me in the Farm Bill or regular federal law where those things are authorized? Accountability and oversight are a big-time responsibility of Congress, and we're going to put a lot of effort into that in the coming months.
And Congressman Lucas, who represents one of the largest livestock districts in the United States, he says he'll be none too happy if GIPSA ignores the will of the people, ignores Congress, and tries to make this rule final in the days to come.
Don't slam it through, which is the temptation right now of the administration.
The so-called GIPSA rule on marketing of livestock open for comment right now until the 22nd of November. Go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the button on the left-hand side of the page. Read the rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches coming up Saturday, September 18th at the ranch, Vanita, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 10:30 a.m. and is for one day only. Selling over 1,000 head, including 110 range-ready bulls, 300 registered Angus Young mature cows, and 40 elite open semi-Angus and Angus heifer calves. For a sale book, call 918-256-5561 or go to RadcliffeRanches.com. Don't miss the fall event at Radcliffe Ranches, September 18th at the ranch in Vanita, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.